Now, this being Wednesday, it's time to go places. And this week, Dominic Yoon will head for a club in Prague's Holešovice district.
I'm standing in northern Prague in the Holešovice district on Plynárny Road, right in front of a rather unusual red multi-story, 5-story building that is called the Cross Club. Now, if I turn the corner into the car park, there's an artistic structure that I don't doubt that the Monty Python and famous film director Terry Gilliam would consider a potentially wonderful location, one that's worthy of his rather distinct abstract style, because in the car park area of the Cross Club is a structure consisting of metallic parts, industrial bits and pieces from factories, cogs, all sorts of things like this, and it all forms part of a multi-story outer balcony. It's kind of a cross between New Orleans and Terry Gilliam is the best way to describe it, and it was designed by an artist called František Chmelík. So I'm going to talk to the people behind the Cross Club, which calls itself an independent culture center, responsible for promoting independent music and all various forms of independent art. So I'm just being met by Tomáš Genzo, who is the co-owner and creative director of the Cross Club. Hello, Tomáš.
Hello. Vítejte.
Could you describe to me something about this outside structure here?
Všechno vlastně, co tady je, tak je budovaný postupně.
Everything that is here in the club was built gradually. The whole thing began with no capital and us having no experience. We've been here roughly 10 years now, and in the beginning we just rented part of the basement. František Chmelík, who is the creator of all of these structures here and the interiors inside too, used to have a printing business here, and then friends started to gather in one of the spaces in the building, and it grew from there. We envisaged the place as being an alternative center for alternative culture, and we always tried to make it affordable and accessible to ordinary people. But we started really with nothing, and somehow a meeting place for friends grew into this club.
Začali jakoby s tím, aby to byl klub, protože nejdřív to bylo spíš jenom jakoby nějaký místo, kde se potkávalo pár kamarádů z té firmy.
And František Chmelík, tell me about him. He's a sculptor, a designer, or
Je to vlastně má vyučený elektrikář, který se živil jako nějakou.
He's actually a fully trained electrician who used to make a living fixing printers. And then he found his calling here in the field of design, finding his creative spirit, and he developed alongside the club just as we all did. Of course, Chmelík leaves behind a truly unique mark with the design work he has done here.
A František Chmelík po sobě zanechává nesmazatelnou stopu tady v domě.
So our discovery of the inside of this multi-story building begins in the basement, which is equally full of industrial metallic design, machine parts, were variously lit with colored gels, greens and oranges. So we're just going to walk to this. There's a bar area here, and then there's also a stage, which is that for live music?
Tohle stage je vlastně DJská. Je už tady i nějaký menší koncerty, jako akustický, pokud jsou nějaký dva lidi třeba.
This stage is for DJs. Smaller concerts also take place here. For example, an acoustic setup of two performers with a guitar or electric music with live performances. And in this place is where it all really began, with a few friends just getting together for drinks, for want of a better description.
Elektronická muzika doprovozená živýma muzikantama. Tady se asi začínalo, tady byly jakoby první ty nějaký kalby, když to tak nazvu.
I'll let the audience listen to some of the sounds here of the metallic machinery that's spinning around slowly. The entire place is wired for movement. You feel like you're in a factory of some kind.
When we started here, it looked entirely different, and reconstruction work was very gradual. Because we didn't have any money, our designs would come from waste materials, so a lot of the things here are from the scrap heap, or from disassembled computers, or from printers, as we had access to them. So most of the decor is from recycled materials.
Měli přístup, takže je to i vlastně většina těch věcí je z nějakého recyklovaného materiálu.
So it's basically junk. You've taken junk and you've turned it into art. Is that right?
Dá se tak říct. Jakoby dneska už jakoby dřív se dělali jako spíš maličkosti.
Yeah, you could say that. In the past, it tended to be individual sculptures in various places. Today, when we undertake reconstruction efforts, we try to have some kind of plan to work from. So we know what we want, and we now tend to collect more of the materials in advance, and we even have some money to invest in the whole effort. So it's a much better process than it used to be.
So now we're heading back up from the basement to the ground floor, which is also full of areas for people to sit, to have drinks. There's a kind of mini buffet area of some kind, serving food. So people who are dancing downstairs come up here for a snack.
Exactly.
Okay. Fantastic. Wow, this is... Wow. I'm in now complete darkness, waiting for a light to come on. So this is the step. Oh. Turning on the fuse box. That's the sound of yet more machinery, a sort of spinning mechanical structure that's full of whirling green and blue lights. And we're in a room that's a dance floor, and it can only be described as something out of Ridley Scott's Alien or something like that. Tell me about this room.
No, tak tady je vlastně hlavní stage, tady probíhají veškerý koncerty, ty headliners.
Here is the main stage, and most concerts take place here. This is where our headliners perform.
Prostě performují tady na té stage, to je vlastně jakoby naše hlavní stage.
So now we're heading to the first floor, floor one. We've looked at the basement and the ground floors. Now we're up to the first floor, which is designed very differently. The industrial design is gone, and instead it's sort of a Aztec wooden, very light, very rustic. Tell me about this, what we're seeing here.
No, tak tohle patro je vlastně dodělávaný, jako se otevřelo lidem jako poslední.
This was the last floor to open to the public. We tried to create an atmosphere here, evoking natural materials, wood and ceramics. We have a kitchen here, so this place functions as a restaurant, also selling quality coffee, tea and so on. It's ideal for a sit-down and a chat during the day.
Vaříme, máme kuchyň a máme tady kvalitní kávu, čaj, víno. Prostě je to takový na posezení, na povídání přes den.
Do you call this the chill out area?
Yes.
This is kind of a standard restaurant, and there's another separate room, which is the design again is a really extraordinary use of colors. We're seeing yellows and oranges, that lots of small lights that reflect against the wood.
Those are old radios from the 1930s, and this room is also used for various screenings because we have a free cinema here every Wednesday. We also have various lectures and presentations, or we have them on Sundays on the main stage.
So tell me a bit more about that, because you're not just like a dance club then, you're also a cultural center. So.
No, tak v dnešní době máme pronajmutý celý ten dům. Kromě toho klubu, který je dole, kde se nedějou jenom hudební akce, ale...
We now have the entire building leased, so apart from the main club downstairs, which is also used for various theatrical performances and so on, we also have rehearsal rooms and art studios in the floors above us. There's even a radio studio up there somewhere. Basically, each month we try to showcase someone, a young, upcoming or interesting artist. Sometimes it's tied in with some wider thematic presentation. So, for example, if we're focusing on the Middle East, then we have an exhibition of photographs from this region here, and so on.
And is this entire building? I mean, it's obviously cost a lot of money to put together. Do you have a lot of customers? Is it easy to on the economic side?
Tak není to jednoduchý, protože jsme se to rozhodli dělat jako alternativně, takže prostě.
Well, it's not easy because we decided to do it as deliberately alternative, so the profits are smaller, sometimes approaching zero. Occasionally we have some difficulties, but I have to touch wood that we've been doing pretty well. We started off and have continued the idea of mostly free entry, or it is a student price and the bars aren't expensive either. So it's all pretty much working at the moment. The club has gained an enormous reputation, really across the world, with our relatively small stages enabling festival musicians to play here from all corners of the globe. So hopefully it will continue.
That's the sound of somebody touching wood.
But that edition of Spotlight was prepared and presented by Dominic Yoon.